It's Thursday, July 31, 2025.
If finalized, this amounts to the largest deregulatory action in the history of the United States.
Trump EPA moves to kill its own authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. 2025 on track to be one of the hottest years ever recorded. Plus,
natural disasters fueled more than $131 billion in global losses so far this year.
The economic toll of climate-intensified wildfires and severe storms is soaring.
Don't ask for whom that bell tolls. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So this has been referred to as basically driving a dagger into the heart of the climate change religion.
Actually, it's not a religion, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. It's science. But how do we drive a dagger into the corruption of the fossil fuel industry, which has apparently bought you off? Any ideas? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, seems like these climate change deniers are never going to go away, not as long as the fossil fuel industry is so profitable. But speaking of which, what do you got for us today?
Well, first, 2025 is on track to be the second or third warmest year on record, but it is unlikely to beat 2024 as the world's hottest year ever recorded.
So it's getting cooler.
No. According to a new analysis by the UK's Carbon Brief, long-term warming is still relentlessly trending upward, with the world projected to blow past the Paris Agreement target of 1.5 degrees Celsius of long-term warming above pre-industrial levels within the next 5 years. Mm. The cost of climate-fueled extreme weather disasters is soaring. Natural disasters around the world in the first 6 months of 2025 have caused more than $130 billion in global losses, mostly due to extreme weather. That's according to a new analysis from the insurance company Munich Re. The report calculated that globally, insured losses hit $80 billion in the first half of this year, with the deadly Los Angeles wildfires in January accounting for about half of that total.
You know, climate change is not a religion, but you would think those folks who worship the almighty dollar would kind of be concerned about these numbers, no?
And notice that there are no deniers in the insurance industry.
There you go.
A different report calculates that total losses for the L.A. fires alone will top $65 billion. Mm. So naturally, the Trump Administration Environmental Protection Agency on Tuesday announced plans to rescind its own landmark scientific finding that underpins virtually all U.S. regulations that curb the emissions that cause dangerous man-made climate change. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin proposed overturning the agency's 2009 endangerment finding that greenhouse gas emissions are a threat to public health and welfare. The endangerment finding came out of a 2007 U.S. Supreme Court ruling mandating that if the EPA found greenhouse gas emissions are a threat to public health, then it is legally obligated to regulate them as pollutants under the Clean Air Act. Now, rescinding the endangerment finding would mark the Trump administration's most consequential step yet toward killing the EPA's authority to regulate climate pollution. Without the endangerment finding, EPA would be blocked from regulating emissions that drive climate change, primarily from the burning of fossil fuels. If the proposed rule is upheld in the courts, it would severely limit the ability of future presidents to curb fossil fuel emissions. Without the United States, the world's largest historical emitter, working to reduce its own emissions, the rest of the world would have great difficulty in collectively keeping average global temperatures from rising above 1.5 degrees Celsius of pre-industrial levels, a threshold scientists say would bring even greater risk from increasingly destructive extreme weather disasters, rising seas, and more. Environmental groups vow to fight the Trump EPA's assault on climate and environmental standards in the courts. On the broadcast, David Doniger, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, said they will fight as long as it takes, but he warns.
Sadly, this legal battle will probably take most of the Trump administration to unfold, and that's all lost time from the point of view of trying to stave off the worst impacts of climate change. But it's the path we'll follow, and we think we can hold them to follow the law.
You know, until I spoke with David Doniger, I was quite concerned about all of this. I still am, but he did make me feel slightly better. He's been fighting this good fight for decades, and seemed like he was saying he thought we could win.
I hope he's right.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.